Night Talk.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Night Talk. I'm here, Joshua Supernaut, with my co-host,
Ryan Bolin.
And we are back from break. We're ready to hit the ground running. And our first guest of 2025 is Mr. Thomas. He's a history teacher here at PCD, and he also runs the Students of Color Union and is generally well known for being a big sports fan and a mentor to many students on campus, even if he doesn't teach them, just a great mentor. So how you doing, Mr. Thomas?
First off, sweet intro. I love it. Love all the shout outs, all the little accolades is always really cool. I'm doing great, man. 2025 is a year that I'm already looking forward to. 2024 was awesome. Just to even be in this space with you all is actually really cool. I got a chance to teach you all in 2022, which is pretty awesome, but it's crazy to think that, like, dude, we're already in 2025, so yeah. I'm doing pretty well.
Time flew by.
Yeah, we graduate this year, isn't that crazy? Yeah,
yes, I remember, it's so funny, because as you all say that, I remember where you all were exactly in the classrooms that I taught you all in, so I remember where you were, Rival, I remember where you were, Josh. Just by seating placements and to see you all get to this point, I'm just extremely proud of y'all. Y'all are pretty cool.
All right, so let's just get started with some background. So where did you grow up and where did you study for college? And then how long have you worked at PCD?
Yeah, so I grew up in Somerville, Massachusetts. Somerville, when I grew up, was a pretty small outskirts city of like greater Boston. Very diverse, super cool, big sports town. I loved it. Now, if you talk to someone that's from Somerville, they'll tell you that it's super gentrified, very expensive. You can barely even afford to rent or even purchase a home there. Still home. Still love it. Gives me still that Boston feel, which is really, really cool. Love Somerville. Shout out to the Ville for sure. I've been working at PCD now for about 5 years, which is crazy. It makes it easy for me to count the years because I was one of those lucky people that started working here in 2020. The year of COVID, also the year of the BLM movement. So I was entering the education field when everybody was low-key kind of leaving it, and it was complete kind of chaos a little bit. So been here for about 5 years. It was pretty cool.
And did you play any sports in college? And where did you go to college?
Sweet. Yes. So I had a really cool opportunity. I played college basketball for about a couple years, which is really cool, over at the great Salve Regina University down in Newport, Rhode Island. I love my school, love my alma mater. I got a chance to meet the love of my life at school. I got a chance to hoop for a little bit. Love Salve. Is a place that I call home. I'm a big advocate for it. So if you guys are still looking for a place to go to college, you know, Salve is the place for you.
Yeah, awesome. So how did you actually end up teaching here? Like, what brought you to PCD? What attracted you to it? And what do you like about teaching here the most?
So how I got tapped in with PCD was, in my prior role, I worked for a sexual assault agency called Day One, where I was more of a prevention specialist, like an education specialist. And I would go into different schools throughout the year, and I would do different workshops on like consent, healthy relationships, boundaries, things of that nature. And a good buddy of mine was Mr. Roderick, who is Jason Roderick.
Yep.
And I know that you all know him.
He's been on this podcast too.
Yeah. Shout out to Jason. I call him the GOAT. He's pretty cool as well. And with his role being the wellness coordinator, he would always tap in with me to come in and do different workshops at PCD. And I used to always love coming here. It was a quick little easy drive from the east side over to East Providence. And I just love the community. I love the atmosphere here. I used to love coming in and just seeing the way that people would embody being a knight. So that's kind of how I got into PCD, was with Jason's recommendation. My interview process was probably one of the most unique interview process I think anyone could ever have. All of it was via Zoom. I was literally at my house, and I was going through series of different important people here, just having conversations with them via Zoom, which was pretty different. And luckily I did a pretty good job with the interview process, and Mr. Follin gave me an opportunity to be the second director of diversity, equity, and inclusion at Providence Country Day.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So let's switch over to your mindset. All right. And we'll start with your class, right? So you teach, I guess you've always taught ninth grade history, right?
Yes.
So what is the mindset you bring to your classes? What does that mean to you, and how does that solidify the mentality you bring to the classroom and in life?
Sweet. So since this is a podcast, I'm going to throw it back to you all a little bit. Since you all know me pretty well. What is the motto that I would say almost every single day in class, whether it was you were doing a project, an essay, homework, classwork, and y'all can say it all at the same time?
It's first place or no place.
Yes, yes, sir.
Josh, of course, Josh, you get an F, bro. That's an F.
Yeah, I fail. That's you're right.
Josh, you have a first place or no place jersey on you right now.
Yeah,
you
have that's true. That's
you
true.
Have the number. But in all seriousness, the motto is first place or no place. Some people like it. Some people don't like it. I love it. The reason why I love that motto is it's not essentially that if you don't come in first, you're last. It's just it's all about effort. You want to be the first person to make sure that you provide the best effort. You want to be the first person to make sure that you participate. You want to be the first person to bring the energy. So that model has served me well. That's something that was passed down to me when I was a little kid. And it's something that I just wanted to make sure all my students actually embodied as well, too. And it's funny because as I'm looking at you all and we're having this conversation, I just remember seeing some of y'all faces when I would really try to hype up a certain assignment and I would be banging at the desk and I would be really getting in my rah-rah speech and really pushing this. It's first place or no place energy. And some kids love it. Some kids even put it as their senior quote, which I thought was really cool. So now I'm getting quoted low-key, which is actually pretty awesome. But a lot of it is just making sure that you strive to be the best at everything that you do. I've never met anybody that said that they wanted to come in second place in something. And I'm a part of that culture where I want to bring back competition. I want to bring back that competitive edge where it's okay to be competitive. It's okay to be first. It's just a mentality that you can carry in school, outside of school, and you can apply it in so many different things.
Yeah. Awesome. So you had talked a little bit about college, but what sports did you play in high school and college just in general when you were younger? And what teams have you coached at this school?
Yeah, so I was a star badminton player. I'm only kidding. The sport that I played was I started off with football in the fall, and then I played basketball in the winter, and then I did outdoor track, and then I also played baseball as well. The sport that I love the most, to be honest with you, and this is probably one of the things that people wouldn't say that I would say off the top, was baseball. I loved baseball. I was an outfielder. I used to call myself, you know, just the fastest kid out there. And I was one of those, I wanted to swing for the fences, just wanted to put a piece on it. But basketball was a sport that I love, and football was the second sport that I love other than, baseball. Played football as a running back for a little bit. I played a little bit of safety. I was very skinny. Some of y'all know me now as the person that loves to work out and be in the gym, but I was very, very thin, young man. And then basketball was just one of those sports where my athleticism kind of guided me there. But played a lot of different sports. Sports was an avenue for me to kind of disconnect and be a student athlete for a little bit. Make friends, build camaraderie with people, learn how to live amongst people, be around different folks. But I loved a lot of sports, but baseball was the one that truly had my heart.
Yeah, and I feel like that kind of embodies what we say here, you know, play the game.
Yeah,
and
that's absolutely,
not just,
right?
Yeah, and that's just not sports. That's everything, you know?
Yeah, right.
And, you know, the giving hustle. I know, like, I play baseball, and then Mr. Thomas has coached me in baseball over the last couple of years. Right. But,
and you've had some cool moments, not to cut you off. You've had some pretty cool moments, man. In the 4 years that I've known you, I've seen you grow. I've seen you do some really awesome things out there and embody that first place and no place mentality. Some of the few moments, not to redirect the questions, but not some of the few moments I remember from you, buddy, is making good hits, whether that was down in Florida, sliding into first when we needed to make sure that we secured a base. So your hard work and your leadership is one of the reasons why, you know, coaching has been kind of cool too.
Yeah, thank you so much. But yeah, I mean, just the hustle is what I was going to say too.
Yeah, no doubt. absolutely.
But it's all about the hustle, and that's kind of what first place or no place is all about.
So. Definitely.
All right. You want to take this next one just because I've been talking way too much.
Sure. Listen, you guys are doing great. By the way, I love the Eagles jerseys. I know that folks are not able to see this, but the coordination with the Jalen Hurts and the Devontae Smith, I can almost sense somebody wants the Eagles to win this weekend.
Yeah, dude, playoff Sunday. We're excited. I got a forced this on Josh. I just said, Josh, I got a present.
I'm like, on my way to first period. And he's like, put this on. I'm like, what? It's for the culture.
Oh, man. Listen. Listen. We'll get to this, but God, I wish the Bengals were playing Saturday.
So close. All anyway. Right.
So if you had the ability, if you had the option to choose one sports program at PCD and you get to like sort of rebuild it, but you get to be the head coach, what would you choose?
So that's a tough question. I think PCD sports, all of them can get some form of an improvement. But the one that I would choose would be football. And the reason is because I think football is just one of those sports where it's a lot of people on the team, so many different personalities. It's one of the most truly team-based, teamwork-driven sport there is. I'd love to be the head coach of the football team, help bring the Knights football back. One of my good buddies, Mr. Harper, used to coach football here years ago, and I used to love hearing the stories that he would tell me when they would play so many different independent schools and that vibe and energy. And I currently am the assistant coach for football here now, but if I was a head coach, I'd love to bring that energy, help revitalize the Knights football, make wanting to hit people fun again. Absolutely. Scoring touchdowns, making plays. We have both y'all here with football jerseys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it wouldn't have been football, I would love to get baseball a crack too. I mentioned that that's one of the sports that I love. Baseball is a sport that I think has so much opportunity to bring some swagger to, some energy and some spirit to. And I would love that opportunity to bring the Mr. Thomas way of coaching football, but also giving my little spin on baseball as well, too.
Yeah, yeah, and with sports, I mean, just in general, when you see, like, even for college and high school, it's a domino effect. So if you bring the culture just for one, like, I remember with Nova, I remember Coach Jay Wright. He was the head coach at Villanova for so many years. He built that basketball.
Ooh, Nova. Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm a St. John's fan. Ain't no Villanova stuff in here. I'm only messing with you. No, keep going. I'm only giving you
anyway,
my time.
Anyway, you think
shout out Jay Wright, too. Great coach.
Of course. So, yeah. So, basically, it's, like I said, domino effect. So, he built that program from the bottom up. And then it had an effect on all the other programs. Then every other program started playing at a higher level, you know, baseball, football. You know, once you bring that sort of culture and you bring that mentality, hey, we're not going to get pushed around. Yeah. Hey, we're not going to let this happen, you know. And when one team gets really good, a lot others tend to follow.
Yeah, I think it's a domino effect where if one sports program is doing well, you start to see that take full effect, whether that's professionally, whether that's at the collegiate level, and definitely at the high school level. You got to think at high school level, kids are playing multiple sports. You played what, two or three sports?
Yeah, cross country, you know what I mean? Swimming, and baseball.
Josh, I know that you've also participated and played in a couple sports as well. So you know that like you're doing many different things at the high school level. So if your volleyball team is doing well, that means that most likely the girls' basketball team is going to be
all those players transfer over.
You know what I mean? So everything kind of follows and goes hand in hand. So that's a great quote. Not to quote Villanova, but you know, shout out to Jay Wright. That's a really good analogy.
So how do you think we can work on building a culture and identity as a small school, since we sometimes struggle with spirit with stuff like attendance at games and just in general, like, you know, like attitude behind that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think it's buy-in. I think what it is that we need to have more leaders in our community. And that means just being vulnerable, stepping outside your comfort zone and just telling folks, hey, it's Friday night. Let's go support, you know, the JSEC Cavaliers / PCD football, which I know many of y'all have done. So when it comes to culture building and getting kids to step outside their comfort zone, I think that's something that we got to promote. And I think we just need more leaders. At the high school level, kids can often be very shy. Kids can often not want to step forward or put themselves in a position where they're the spotlight. But I think that quote, strength in numbers, plays such a significant role in this conversation with that topic, because the more people that get along with what you're trying to do, the more people that's going to kind of ride with you and rock with you for having the support.
Yeah.
And PCD is such a cool place that I find that as a very easy fix. All it takes is about five to six kids that really want to lead the platoon and lead the energy, and we could really shift the culture. A lot of potential.
Yeah, I think we only really need, like, it's not like this needs to be some massive shift. Right. Only a few people need to step up, and it's going to inspire a lot of other people once some people start doing it.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that our hockey is playing awesome right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And nobody talks about it. Nobody. So we are a co-op. It's with PCD.
Yep.
It's with North Smithfield.
Yep.
And I think it's St. Ray's.
Right.
So that's three big schools right there.
Right.
So I know, you know, I go to those, Talon goes to those. A lot of seniors we've gotten to go. And it's when we have three huge schools and we're just packing it and we're playing the best hockey, it's an awesome feeling. It's just, yeah. It's the best feeling in the world to just be part of something bigger than yourself.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not like I'm on the ice, but you feel it.
I mean, you almost feel like you are on the ice when you're with everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. And
do you know how to skate?
No. Yeah? Never.
Josh, you
never
know how to skate?
Dabbled a little
bit. Yeah, right? Same, right? I always make this joke that, like, hockey is an awesome sport. Love hockey. Big fan. Shout out to the Bruins. There's nothing better than seeing hits and shots on goals, right? For you to even mention that, that's pretty cool because you just mentioned we're a school that co-ops with different schools. You merge those three schools together. Now you got a beautiful coalition going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think that it's bigger than yourself, like I said before. And, you know, when we get all those kids out there, it's a great feeling. So, yeah.
We got to get you on some skates, though. We got to get you out there.
Right.
So, fun little anecdote, right? So, how I learned how to skate is when I was in high school, just a young teenage kid, you know, just was dabbling in dating. And in my local town, shout out Somerville once again, Somerville, Massachusetts. To when you would want to take someone on a date, you would bring them to the ice rink. So I remember being a very small ninth grader, going on a date and just figuring out how to skate. You know what I mean? So now I wouldn't say I'm like Wayne Gretzky out there, but you know, I could definitely, you know, hold myself on the rink for sure. I try to get my fiance out there all the time, but she's good at making excuses so that she doesn't have to show me her not so good skills at skating.
So are there any leaders that come to mind in the PCD community, whether they're faculty or a student, that just embody the values and characteristics of the school?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the beauties of working here and being a part of leadership and being in a leadership role is I'm surrounded by a plethora of leaders. I want to give a shout out to our A team or my A team. And that's people like Miss Aiken, Miss Hutchinson, Mr. Harper, Miss Adir, Miss Chapman, and Mr. Clarkson, right? I want to make sure I'm not forgetting anybody a part of the team. There's a lot of names. But yeah, all those people are fantastic leaders. Miss Aiken alone, we call her almost like the quarterback. She's our Joe Burrow. Shout out Joe Burrow. She's our Joe Burrow, where we know whenever we're in a pickle, she's going to come in there and she's going to help just ease everything, make you feel calm, cool, collected. I've been working here for 5 years and I've never had a supervisor that I love and cherish so much than her. Since day one, just makes you instantly feel at home, makes you feel comfortable. And you all can attest to that as well, too. Yeah. She's y'all principal. So think about when you guys have to go in for a situation, whether it's a schedule change or something comes up and you just need help, and how kind she is and how warm and inviting she is. So she is nothing but amazing. Another shout out as well is Miss Hutchinson. She's one of the reasons why I'm the history teacher that I am today, with her being a fantastic mentor and really showing me the ropes and showing me how to kind of deliver history in a way where it's absorbable for ninth graders. So her work ethic and her passion for teaching and wanting to see kids be the best is very inspiring. Mr. Clarkson, my boy, shout out Bradley Lewis Clarkson, is an amazing leader, not only in the classroom when it comes to mathematics, but also as a volleyball coach. Just a person that I have such a great relationship with. He is truly a brother of mine, and his coaching style and his tenacity, and you know, Rybal, just in the baseball, he's cool to be around. Really, really good leaders. So many different people that I can really just continue to drop anecdotes and messages about, but those people that I mentioned are some of the bigger leaders that I see around here. And obviously our fearless leader is Mr. Follin. Mr. Follin is someone that I've developed a really cool relationship with, and his leadership and his ability to listen to others, take criticism, and to look for the bigger vision is what I think all people should inspire to be. Just seeing what he's turned this place into in the last 6 years that he's been here is amazing. For him to be kind of our like general manager in a sense, with, if we're using that sports analogy, with Miss Aiken being Joe Burrow, Mr. Fowen's amazing, fantastic leader, someone that I'm hoping that one day I could be in the shoes where I could be at the head of the school somewhere, and I got an opportunity to learn and see him kind of really take this place and elevate it.
Yeah, so let's do some fun questions for
yes,
the end. So,
yes, love it.
Yeah, of course. So what is your favorite sport to watch personally, and what is your favorite sports team, and why do you like them?
Ooh, I kind of want to give a very interesting answer for the sport that I love to watch. But I'm not even going to lie. It's just football. It's just, that's what it is. And y'all know from September all the way up to February, when you hear that 1 o'clock and Scott Hansen comes in there and says 7 hours of commercial free football, ain't no better feeling than that. You grab your little cozy blanket. You grab your Bengal cozy blanket, a whole lot of orange. Orange and black. Football. Football is just really cool to watch. Just seeing the touchdowns and seeing the excitement. It's so unpredictable. You don't know what's going to happen. The touchdowns in late moments, the interceptions, the turnovers, the runs. Football just has so many storylines that I feel like you can just always remember. Just a quick one. Obviously, you all remember the year that the Bengals made it to the Super Bowl, 2021-22 season. And remember, I came to class and I had my whole Joe Shiesty outfit on. Joe Shiesty is Joe Burrow's nickname, and came in there, had my number 9 jersey on. I'm grittying all day in class.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You were gritting.
I was gritty, and my gritty, I'll tell you, was about a 10 out of 10, respectfully. really, really good.
Still remember that.
Yeah, good times. I remember we put it on Google Classroom, for Christ's sakes. That's how fun it was. But yeah, football is awesome. One of the sports that I love a lot.
All right, just quick. Well, this probably might not make the cut, but do you want to say it? You want to say it? Say it.
Should we bring Madden to the hub?
Absolutely. Yes. Hey, this is an endorsement by Mr. Thomas. Let's bring Madden to the hub. Let's do it. We need to have a Madden tournament. We need to have an esports period. Mr. King, let's get on that. We need to have esports. We definitely need to have Madden. Speaking of Madden, can you tell the viewers? So when we played, I played your wonderful host in Madden, close game, put a lot of effort in there, put a lot of energy. You tried hard, and that's all that mattered. But came up a little short. I ended up beating with the Seahawks. Ironically, the Seahawks are the Salve's mascot. But yeah, Madden for sure. I want to make this place as fun than it already is. So we'll make it fun. Madden would be really cool. I think we'd have a Madden tournament. Yeah. I think I would actually low-key win. But yeah, let's have a Madden tournament.
That's awesome. The only reason I mentioned that is because, like I said, we were talking, Josh and I, you know, building a culture. And I feel like that's one way to do it, you know.
Yeah, camaraderie. Bring people together. Wins and losses, right? First place or no place. It's all about effort. Effort and energy and showing up.
Yeah, the phone's going away. You know, you got to find some new fun stuff to do. So throw Madden in there.
Absolutely. Hey, Josh, another big shout out to you as well, too, before we wrap up. I had a pleasure doing our AI workshop last year.
Thank you.
Josh is a very knowledgeable, smart young man, bright future ahead of himself. We collaborated on a really cool AI workshop that we did for C2W2, which is cross-curricular week. So maybe even something where we incorporate AI, right? There's a lot of really cool AI games in there. Just e-gaming, e-sports is something that we need to be the leaders in, and I think we have the potential to be the leaders in. Look at all these different streamers and people making a really good living off of participating in games and via online.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, just to anyone who doesn't know, Madden's a football game.
Yes, a very competitive football game on many different consoles. Shout out Xbox One, too.
It's going to be Xbox, yeah, if we bring it in. We brought it in a couple days ago, I think. Yeah, no. Before break, couple of days, that was a lot of fun.
Y'all almost got me in trouble. You know what I mean? I gotta be the leader, but I couldn't say no to playing Madden. You know what I mean?
Of course.
All right. Well, it was great talking to you, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, and I'm proud of y'all once again. And shout out to Night Talk. And one of the things I want to make a new tradition here is when we wrap this up, 123 Nights.